Matthew Wall. Welcome to the first of Upstage's 5 Minutes With. Today we're delighted to be spending 5 minutes with producer Daniel Woodhouse. Hello, Daniel. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, like many of the Upstagers, I started my life on stage, performing in musical theatre. The realisation that this career wasn't stable enough to support the demands of adult life, and I probably wasn't good enough, I moved my career attentions to live event producing and found television broadcast as well. So within broadcast, I found myself in the world of sports. Not that I know much about sports, but kind of in the producing side and the side that I am, looking after the presenters. I don't really need to know what they're saying. I just need to know what they need. So I've been able to work on major events like the Olympics, the Winter Olympics, Wimbledon Championships and the Grand National, to name a few.
But particularly in thinking about the work you've done with live TV and live broadcasting, how do you think that experience has kind of helped you now that we're in this exciting world of virtual experiences?
Well, it's funny, actually, when the COVID pandemic happened and live in-person event industry effectively shut down, I looked at my skill set and quickly realised I was actually in a very advantageous position. Because I had my live show knowledge and the live broadcast experience. So I had an insight into ultimately two worlds and two industries that were being forced to collide together and work as one in the form of kind of virtual shows and virtual experiences. So I actually saw both sides of these industries before all this happened as separate parts of my career path. You know, occasionally there'd be crossover because at live events and live shows, you do have an element of camera work and broadcast there for people in the room on the large screens. But that's kind of where the marry of the two, my broadcast career and live events career, they kind of stopped at that point. And suddenly they were now working as one. So it's been a really interesting kind of marry of my two worlds together, which I'm actually really, really enjoying.
And I'm sure like the rest of us, you've had your fair share of virtual experiences, ones you've participated in. But just thinking about your role as a producer, when you start out the process, what are you looking for that's going to really make a great virtual experience?
Well, a virtual experience needs to be just that. You know, it needs to be an experience. So I want to gain something more than just watching content on a screen. You know, I can do that sat watching Netflix or, you know, a movie on Sky. So it needs to have some form of interaction. I want to feel that it's exclusive to me or to the group of people that are attending, but also I want it to feel personalised as well. So it doesn't just feel like a television broadcast. If those things all come together, then I'm going to be engaged. And with the distractions of joining virtual experiences far greater than they would be if you were going in person, I need to be engaged to stay online.
And it sounds like that's the thing that businesses really need to be thinking about when they're putting together these experiences, is what makes it an experience for the people taking part? How do you keep them engaged? And I was thinking, you know, we're only really just at the beginning now of this, of virtual experiences and what they have to offer. What are some of the exciting things that you think are kind of coming to us in the future, innovations that we'll be seeing that are going to make them even more exciting?
The excitement for me in this virtual world is that it's forcing us to think outside the box. We can't just take a brief that basically reads last year's show with a new title. You know, businesses and creative agencies are having to work together to come up with brand new concepts. Also, technology is evolving fast. We're not restricted to a Zoom meeting experience. There are amazing tools that allow people to work remotely and still create content and experiences that have the quality to positively reflect a business and their brand. But I think what virtual has given us is that ability to know that we can bring so many more people from different parts of the world into one place to enjoy that experience, which is great for events that they're going to become truly global.
And I think that's a great place to end. I think, you know, we're in an exciting time now in virtual experiences, but there may be many, many more exciting things to come. So thank you so much, Daniel Woodhouse, for joining us today. And if there's anything that we can help you with at Upstage in terms of creating engaging experiences in a virtual environment for you, please don't hesitate to get in touch. Thank you.